At this point, we have about 1.1 million workers that have enrolled for the TWIC card of the estimated 1.2 million workers. We're reaching the million milestone for workers with the actual card in hand, so progressing along very well.
So to get anything out of the cards in terms of new functionality, then you really have to have the readers deployed pretty widely.
Well, we look at the fact that a worker has a card, that all these workers, again, the estimated 1.1 million workers have a card in hand, have been vetted, have gone through an extensive background check by TSA, by the Transportation Security Administration. We see that alone as an added benefit to have all these workers on the ports who have gone through this background check, another layer of security. But you're right, the readers would be the next step as we roll out the TWIC program, and that's where we're at right now.
And so what's up with the readers? I know that there was some issue with getting the readers to actually do what you wanted them to do, especially with the conditions that some of your ports are in. You know, some of them are very warm, some of them are very cold, so they have to be functional in all areas in order to be effective.
Right. The Safe Port Act of 2006 is really the requirement for us to, as we were moving forward with a reader requirement, the Safe Port Act, requested that the department do a pilot program. And the pilot program is a joint TSA Coast Guard initiative that they're going to roll out a pilot and be testing readers in a variety of ports throughout the country in various weather conditions and various seasonal conditions, operational conditions, and so forth. So the pilot, in conjunction with the public meeting that we held yesterday here in the D.C. area, will help inform any future rulemaking that we do put out for readers.
And other than open doors and let people pass checkpoints, are there any other functions that the readers and the data on the card, any new applications that you can think of that will give more functionality to this whole program?
The readers, in conjunction with the actual card itself and all the features, as you mentioned, on the card, are really the primary focus with the program. There's three primary pieces with the card. There's a verification, authentication, and validation piece. And once all three of those are done with the reader, including the biometric check or an alternate biometric that could potentially be used out in the maritime industry, then the card is essentially doing what we want it to do, and that's the long-term goal.
We're talking this morning to Commander David Merck, Chief of the Cargo and Facilities Division of the U.S. Coast Guard Headquarters. So there were a lot of complaints early on. And these are merchant marines and people that are out at sea for long periods of time, difficult to get them into port, to get them photographed and fingerprinted and do all the background check that's necessary. So how did that get done?
A lot of it was a lot of close coordination at the what we call the field level, the local level, with our captains of the ports and the Coast Guard and TSA working with the maritime community. And as you know, the 15 April 2009 was national compliance, and we felt going in very comfortable with compliance, and that's what really it showed. We had about 85% to 90% compliance with TWIC throughout the rollout of the TWIC program. And again, a lot of it comes down to a lot of outreach, a lot of engagement at the local level with the Coast Guard, TSA, and with the maritime community. In fact, they did a lot of their own outreach to make sure that the implementation went well.
And Commander Merck, what's your plan for the future of the card? Because there'll be new transportation workers coming into the workforce and others leaving. And also, cards wear out and need to be replaced, so there must be a replacement cycle. How are you going to manage this whole program in the next few years?
We're working closely with the Transportation Security Administration right now and looking at the long-term plan. The card is good for 5 years. There's some additional folks who apply, and it's tied to their license, their mariner license, so it's a little bit shorter. But the card is a 5-year card, so over the course of the next really few months, and as we move further into implementation, we're going to be looking at those types of issues, enrollment center locations for the TWIC card, and how to there are procedures already in place for replacements, lost, stolen cards, etc. And so just be looking long term at what we need to do to make sure this the implementation continues long term.
And would you say your next step is the reader? Is that your next big requirement? And is there a date necessary for that?
It is the next big step for us. As you know, we published the advance notice of proposed rulemaking on the 27th of March, with a 60-day comment period. The public meeting was held yesterday, and this is really just a preliminary look or proposal by the Coast Guard at what we might potentially require for readers, and it's a rather lengthy rulemaking process to implement, and we want to make sure that we have industry's comments are absolutely critical as we do this, and also the results of the pilot test will be another major piece to inform it. So yes, the implementation and the requirements for readers is the next step, major step for us.
And do you have the money for those?
For the readers?
Yeah. Is that already been appropriated?
Well, the whatever ends up coming out from a regulatory standpoint for readers will actually be the cost will be on the industry to implement. The Coast Guard is working toward implementing and deploying our own biometric readers, handheld readers for our own purposes for inspections. You know, when we're out in the field, and we have folks out in the field, but the actual implementation of readers outside the pilot test down the road is going to be the cost burden will be on industry.